From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your weekly 2-minute Texas crop and weather report for June 7, 2011. Is this the worst Texas drought ever? According to John Nielsen Gammon, Texas A&M professor and Texas state climatologist, the answer is no, but it certainly is one of the worst. Nielsen Gammon writes the following in his latest entry on his blog, The Climate Abyss. Based on the Palmer Drought Index values, Nielsen writes, this is the third worst drought Texas has ever seen in May. Records go back to 1895. May also marks the end of the driest 8-month period on record. The worst droughts remain those in 1918 and 1956, according to Nielsen Gammon. From another perspective, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, nearly 30% of the state remained in what is termed an exceptional drought, which means a once-in-50-year occurrence. Half the state was experiencing either a severe or exceptional drought as of May 31st. Only parts of north central and northeast Texas were not at least abnormally dry. It may not be the worst drought ever, but lifelong farmers throughout the state are telling AgriLife Extension agents this is the driest they've ever personally experienced. Mark Brown, AgriLife Extension agent for Lubbock County, reported May ended with only about 1/4 inch of moisture recorded, making this year the driest 5-month period on record for Lubbock. Blowing dust from gusting winds occurred on several days last week. And while a few weeks ago rains may have greened things up in East Texas, the drought continues according to AgriLife Extension agent reports from there. Clint Perkins, AgriLife Extension agent for Wood County, said farmers there were finally starting to harvest some hay, but yields were drastically decreased. Perkins said he's been hearing that this first cutting is 1/4 to 1/2 of normal. In Fall County, near Temple, Pasquale Swainer, AgriLife Extension agent, said corn, milo, and cotton are under severe drought stress. He reported that stalker operators are shipping cattle to feedlots, as pasture conditions are severely dry with little hay production across the county. This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.